I stepped into the lobby of Haven and did a double take. I immediately noticed the heightened security strategically placed around the lobby, though they were working hard at trying to blend into the decor of the reception area. This only made them stand out more. I easily counted 6 security personnel spread out around the space. Whoever trained this group needed to brush up on the hiding in plain sight lesson of the curriculum. I stepped to the closest guard, who eyeballed me warily. I could tell from his energy signature that he wasn't run-of-the-mill security. This was a group of high-level mages. Roxanne wasn't relying on just wards and runes anymore. She had raised the stakes, and she was betting it all on the house. "When did Roxanne hire your team?" I asked, looking around at the group of mages still trying desperately and failing spectacularly to blend in. "She expecting another attack?" Tall, muscular, and wary, gave me the once-over, determined I wasn't a threat, then looked down at my ever-friendly, super-approachable hellhound, and paused. Peaches was giving him his best hellhound grin, and I struggled to keep a straight face. All this did was scare the security mage, who took a step back, letting his hand drift to his side and to his weapon. "What kind of dog is that?" he asked, pointing at Peaches, who was doing a horrible impression of Fangs and Cuddles. "I've never seen that breed before. What's wrong with his eyes?" "He's not a dog, actually," I answered, lowering my voice and leaning in conspiratorially. "He's more of a hellhound. That's why his eyes glow."
"Hellhound, right, sure," the security mage said. "Pull the other one."
I shrugged. I wasn't in the convincing mood, and he was just doing his job. He didn't have to believe me, and I didn't have to make him. No harm, no foul. "Why the extra security? Is the hospital on lockdown?"
"You ask a lot of questions, Mr.
Strong, Simon Strong. I know Roxanne."
"Who?"
he asked.
"Do you have some ID, Mr. Strong?"
"No need to get all Fort Knox on me, big guy," I said, reaching for my wallet and stopping when I saw him tense. Things were not developing well. "I was just asking about all the extra security."
"I'm not at liberty to discuss details, sir," he said. "I don't know a Roxanne. No one here does. Please remove the ID slowly from your pocket. Thank you."
"Seriously," I said, handing him my license. "Everyone knows Roxanne. I mean, everyone." I proceeded to grace him with my best Sting rendition of the classic. Clearly, he was dumbstruck by my virtuosity, because all he could do was stand there in shock. I had that effect on people. Then I realized there was a good chance he wasn't on a first-name basis with the director. It made sense. She may have just hired them. She would have made sure to keep it professional, after all. I paused my version of Roxanne, which was so amazing even Sting would weep tears of applause, and clarified my association with Roxanne, the director, not the one who didn't have to put on the red light. "Director DeMarco? She's a good friend of mine," I said, looking around. "Is she around?" I noticed the glance he gave his team. Subtle, he was not. The glance was basically a message of harmless lunatic on the floor, escorted out with minimum attention to the rest of the team. I saw them move. They were pretty good and approached at oblique angles. No one had a weapon drawn. Smart move. Kept things de-escalated. Except that trying to box me in was the exact opposite of de-escalation. Trying to box in my hellhound, my very overprotective hellhound, was the opposite of a smart move.